It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
I've got an eclectic reading list.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
I want to mention to everyone that we are going to have Tony Perkins all day. I said that last break, but also Tony will be here for the whole show tomorrow, right?
Yep.
He's been getting involved with some different things on the show. Should be a lot of fun.
We always love
that. We all love Tony from Fox 5. Yeah. And also on tomorrow's show, we're going to be playing a Power of 10.
Yay.
Once again.
Okay.
Yes, because I love me the Power of 10. Thanks. And if we played another animal game tomorrow, my head would begin to hurt. Now it's time for our final segment of Buzz Burbank. But before we do that,
yes.
I also want to give you a chance to get on the line and win a prize.
Oh, yeah.
Good prize here for those of you that are local. A pair of tickets to see Tom Petty live at Nissan Pavilion this Sunday. Caller number 100. You be the caller right now, and you will win a pair of tickets to see Tom Petty. Get on the line, 877-365-3636. And you'll be the big winner. Buzz Burbank.
And I'll see you there. For the first time in 26 years, the Ford F-Series pickup is no longer the best-selling vehicle in America.
Oh, no!
26 years, and now it's over. Now the title goes to the Honda Civic.
What?
Really?
Wow. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
We are being taken over by foreign powers.
Well, it's the gas mileage thing again.
Right.
Sales on the gas-guzzling F-Series pickup trucks are off by nearly a third since March.
What are they?
F-Series pickup trucks.
That's tough to say if you say it quick.
F-Series?
It can be.
Say it three times quickly.
F-Series pickup trucks. F-Series pickup trucks. F-Series pickup trucks.
I'm going to catch him one day.
One
swear to God, I'm going to catch
you
him.
Will.
One day.
If I could have said it right the first time, we'd be in great shape. The F-Series truck now follows the Civic, the Toyota Corolla, the Camry, and the Honda Accord. GM, meanwhile, is closing four more plants and looking to sell its rights to the Hummer. That'll put at least another 10,000 people out of work.
You know, have you seen the bumper stickers for people that hate Hummers?
No.
There are some of. There's one guy that I always seem to get next to when I'm going home, and he's got a Jeep. And he's got all these, like, anti-Hummer things. Like, you know, my car can kick the ass of your Hummer.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Hummers. Like, the license plate is, you know, no Hummer. You know, he just hates it.
I guess
there's an anti-Hummer society out there.
They're smooth, they're quiet, and they're gas efficient.
I've always been a fan of a good Hummer. Thank you.
I got it now.
By the way, police report that big trucks are the new target of fuel thieves as the price of diesel pushes $5 a gallon.
Fuel thieves!
Look out. Quoting a trucker, when you go in and shower or eat, they're stealing fuel right out of your truck.
No.
With a tank of fuel at $750.
You say no.
No.
Do you say no like you don't think it could happen or no like what? Or are you just saying no to punctuate?
Well, I'm saying no. How do they do it? How do they know how to get the
you take a hose, you stick it in the tank, you suck the gas out till it comes up
and
in
no
your mouth, and you spit it out.
No one sees people do this.
Not in the dark of night when
if
you're
it's
in
night,
showering.
You know, you ever see the way those semis park in the truck stops side by side by side? Easy to do.
But,
very easy to do.
And semi-trucks have a normal fuel place just like our cars and our normal trucks?
Well, you go to a truck stop and you see that they've got actual special areas, you know, like the fabulous iron skillet, Beth Ann. Where I like to enjoy a good meal every now and then.
Oh, yeah, they've got
meal. It's like a gas station for truckers.
At $750 a tank, truckers are now buying new, tougher locks for their gas station.
They also have hookers that go to those places.
What?
Yeah, baby, hookers. Uh-huh.
Now, another bizarre development in our new Mad Max world is the increase in theft of restaurant grease.
Buzz, are you saying it's a Mad Max world?
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Are you going to throw the boomerang with the razors on it and cut my fingers off?
Not yours, but someone's.
Okay.
Restaurants trap the food grease they use or wash away, and they sell it to renderers who recycle it into all kinds of things. In recent years, those things have included fuel, biodiesel for cars and trucks.
Beware of anything with rendering in it. Rendering
is
what gross.
What do you do with fat?
I saw some TV report on a rendering plant one time. And when you find out what it is, it's nasty.
Yeah,
it's when
they
boil down all the parts that they don't use for food.
Yep.
Like in a slaughterhouse, they render the leftovers, the leavings.
And it becomes scrapple.
Yeah, scrapple.
No,
scrapple's
even,
used.
Even more liquid than that.
Yeah, it's the nasty stuff they use.
What's left?
See, scrapple has snouts.
That's what I heard.
I like
I still
snouts.
Love it, though.
Snouts, yummy.
So now people are stealing restaurant grease.
Mm-hmm.
One restaurant owner in Arlington, Washington, says he's putting up a security camera out back to try to catch these slippery characters.
Yes, cooking with grease. Have a loogie. Yes, sir.
Police in California recently caught a thief with 2,500 gallons of used fryer grease.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like to put that on my pancakes.
In the back of his truck.
Man, that's yummy. I like that better than blueberry pancakes.
Yeah.
That's really, yes, I'll skip the maple. Just put some used grease on there.
Pour some grease on it.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
I am fat.
Will 90 someday be the new 50? Researchers say they are close to medical...
Ask Ed McMahon.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Or ask
because
me.
Because I'm nice.
Researchers say they're close to medical breakthroughs that would allow people to live significantly longer and make aging less unpleasant.
What about the money, Arthur? But the money will run out, Arthur. What will you do when you're 130, Arthur?
Exactly. According to a medical school professor at Harvard, the general public has no idea what's coming. David Sinclair's made headlines with his work on a substance found in red wine known as resveratrol. Quoting him, it's not an if, but a when. He says it's really close. Not something for science fiction, not something for the next generation.
Well, that's scary. Want to congratulate Juan Navarro of Centerville, Virginia, Buzz?
Yes.
He wins the Tom Petty tickets, and you're going to go to that show, too.
I'll see him there.
Maybe Juan will be lucky enough to be sitting close to Buzz Burbank.
That would be lucky.
And Buzz Burbank would be lucky to sit next to Juan.
Of course.
Won't that be fun? Congratulations, Juan Navarro. You're the big winner.
One thing that will apparently make you look older, by the way, is drinking bottled water out of a bottle.
Look older?
Make you look older.
Why?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked.
Well, I'm drinking it right now, for Christ's sake.
Pucker up. I'm going to watch you.
Mm-hmm.
A dermatologist here in D.C. says that the way you pucker your lips for the water is the same way a smoker puckers their lips for a drag off a cigarette.
Oh.
And it makes the same wrinkles as a smoker. She recommends drinking from a cup.
He's not gonna.
I didn't pucker that time.
He didn't pucker at all. So
it falls out of my mouth.
Water all over you.
It falls out of my mouth.
Hey, what's going on this side?
I try to drink without pucker. You can't drink out of the bottle of water without puckering, Buzz. I'm trying to drink it right now.
Well, that's what she's saying. You shouldn't.
What?
She's saying you shouldn't try to drink it out of the bottle.
Oh, she pour it into a glass?
Yeah, or a cup, or...
Oh, why don't you tell her to go to hell?
Or buy some of the water they sell now.
What? You put a little extra oil of Olay on. What a big bunch of nothing.
The Preparation H. Mouths.
Preparation H. You know, that really felt good on my eyes last night.
You look good.
Yeah. I liked it so much that I actually put it on a sandwich this morning.
You look well rested.
No, really. Just one piece of one part bologna, one part potato bread, one part Preparation H.
Your tongue has never looked younger.
My tongue tightened up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I'd be more edgy if I put some Preparation H on my tongue.
Mike's buff tongue.
Did it to get prepped for the Sagan interview.
That's right. Well, clearly it paid off.
Sure.
Be also afraid, I guess, of tomatoes. That kind of afraid.
Be afraid.
A nationwide salmonella outbreak has been linked to tomatoes. And the government. Yes, it's true. Government's recommending you not eat the red round or Roma tomatoes raw.
Oh, that's my favorite tomato.
You like the Romas?
I do.
What are the Romas? Little ones?
No, they're kind of like oval shaped.
Oh, the oval ones.
Yeah.
You would like those.
They look like
Italian cooking tomatoes.
Ovaries.
Hey, maybe you could market those. Beth Ann's ovary tomatoes.
They sell them in pairs.
Hi, I'm Beth Ann McBride. When I started eating tomatoes, I really was excited because I love the flavor, but I really got turned on when I saw these ovary-shaped tomatoes, and that's when I decided to put my name on them. They're delicious.
Yum.
The only exception, says the government, would be homegrown tomatoes or tomatoes that are sold still attached to the vine, if you've ever seen them that way in the
store.
You
know about that. How's your crop going this year?
It's off to a great start. They've doubled in size in the last couple of weeks, the plants have, and they're taking off.
Isolate that, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know what plant he was talking about. Are you going to bring us all tomatoes?
Yes, those two.
Good stuff. They've doubled in size.
Tomatoes.
Buzz talking about his garage.
In other food news today, Smucker is apparently buying Folgers for $2 billion. Smucker already owns Jif, Crisco, Pillsbury, and Eagle brand.
With a name like Smucker's.
It has to be good.
It has to be good jam.
It's got
to
be good.
And you know, that's how you know we're getting older. You see how many people Willard talks about on the Today Show.
I know.
You know, it used to be one every month. Now it's every day. He's got 10 plus 100 people.
And how old is Willard Scott?
Willard's up there.
Yeah.
Willard's hanging in there, though.
Great.
I like Willard.
Yeah.
Finally, the first thing you need to know, everyone, she's going to be fine. The girl is going to be fine, okay? But in Miami, a 14-year-old girl leaned backward over the handrail of an escalator and fell from the third floor to the bottom floor of a Macy's and landed on the cosmetics counter. It happened. There's the cosmetics counter. Happened at a mall called.
sorry. I just like to play explosions.
Random explosions.
Yes.
Sure.
What happened?
It happened at a mall called The Falls.
No.
Oh, that's a stretch right there. There you go.
But it's true.
Thank you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our thanks to our movie reviewer, Ben Colton. I think Ben, although Beth Ann would disagree, did a fine job today.
Poor Benjamins.
Also, I want to thank Howard Bernstein from Channel 9. He was nice enough to tell us we weren't going to die from
thank
the tornadoes.
You,
and also Bob Saget, star of One Versus 100. He's going to be live at Warner Theater this Friday night. I'm not sure if tickets are still available, but if you'd like to try, go to LiveNation.com to get your tickets. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, or executive producer, however you want to pronounce it, is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. Mm-hmm. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the M&M Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another limerick.
Oh, good.
There once was a girl named McBride whose love life had suddenly died. She swore off all men, and she stayed in her den. She said, I don't need men. But she lied!
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye, Benjamin.
We'll be back tomorrow, and so long, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.